At Southeastern Guide Dogs, they say it all. Every dog counts. We start with the puppies all the way up to graduation day. And it's a lot of work, and it does take a little bit of money. So that's why we've got a walkathon coming up. Taylor Deccan, the Associate Director for Philanthropy, is with us on the Dove. And I'm excited to talk to you, and I'm so excited for our next walkathon because you've got a little added twist this year. We're talking possible world record. How's this going to work?
Yes, Anne, and thank you for speaking with me today. We are very excited to be breaking a world record of most dogs wearing a bandana at an event. So the current record is 860. We're going for 1,000. So we need everyone to bring their dogs out to the event. We'll provide the bandanas. Nope. You guys provide the dogs.
That's the easy part. That's going to be beautiful. I have been a part of one world record before, and that is the most exciting thing when it happens. Well, let's get down to the brass tacks of exactly when the walkathon is that we're talking about. We're going to start with our St. Pete walkathon on February 23rd, and you've got such a beautiful location with Vannoy Park.
Yes, the park is gorgeous, and it should be a beautiful day. We have live music lined up this year, a beer garden, food trucks, tons of vendors, of course, lots of dogs. So we think it's going to be a great day out there.
Oh, my gosh. Beer, food, dogs. I'm not going home.
What more could you want?
I know. Well, you know what? With that beautiful view, that is going to be a wonderful morning. And it takes a lot of work to raise a guide dog. And we start with puppies. And, well, we have a very famous puppy raiser in St. Pete, don't we? Our mayor.
Yes, we do.
Mayor Kreisman.
Mayor Kreisman. Mm-hmm. He's a wonderful supporter of us. He will be at the walk as well.
Great.
And we always look forward to his support and his help in this.
Now, I noticed that you do have a goal this year. Do you want to share that with everybody?
Yes. So on top of breaking a world record, we, of course, need to raise money for our organization. So we are trying to raise $250,000. Overall, we have 5 walkathons, and they raise over $1.2 million for our organization. We've upped that this year. We're hoping to raise over $1.3 million. So it's our biggest fundraiser, and we really rely on these proceeds to keep our operations up and going and provide for the dogs so we can provide for our people and give these life-changing dogs away at no cost to the recipient.
That's an important point. I don't know that many people realize that the recipients of the dogs aren't charged a dime. That's amazing.
Yes, we are really proud of that. We don't charge our recipients anything. They stay on our campus for 21 days in a dorm hotel, very nice hotel style room. And we provide their meals, and we just want them to feel as comfortable as possible while they're here and then be able to take this dog out into the world and experience life in a whole new way.
You mentioned the campus. I don't know if a lot of people are aware how close to St. Pete you are. You're just across the bridge, aren't you?
We're just over the bridge. I drive it every day. Yes. It's not bad at all. People are welcome to come visit us. We do guided tours, and it's a really, really beautiful campus.
It really is. I've been down there a number of times. The last time I was there, I actually got to sit and play with a couple of the puppies, which was really neat. But as you mentioned, the recipients get the dog at no cost. But it is not inexpensive to raise and socialize and match a guide dog. Can you give us an idea of what that cost is like?
Sure. It's tens of thousands of dollars to raise these dogs. They are bred on our campus and born on our campus, and then they go home to puppy raisers for about 14 months. And then when they come back to us, they stay for about 6 months of formal training. So there's a lot of science and genetics testing and, of course, food and training and just everything that you can imagine to take care of a dog, plus some for all of these dogs. We have over 500 guide and service teams across the United States, and we place about 100 teams a year. So to even get 100 teams, there has to be thousands of puppies.
There has to be, because not every dog makes it to guide dog status, but they're utilized in other ways too, aren't they?
Yes, of course. We try to find careers for all of our dogs. We let them choose their path. You know, not every dog is meant to be a guide dog. A lot of criteria, and there's a lot of physical and temperamental things that go into that. But we have a wonderful service dog program that's growing and growing every year. And then we also partner with other organizations. We have some facility therapy dogs, and we do Gold Star family dogs. We've also really started placing more dogs in our Kids Companion program, which places a dog with a kid who may be losing their sight and need a guide dog one day. So it kind of prepares them for that next step.
Wow, and that's a very big step when you're talking about a child losing their sight. That's a wonderful way, though,
Absolutely.
To introduce them to a potential new best buddy.
Of course, yeah.
Now, when it comes to the type of dog that is normally used as guide dogs, I remember Labradors and Retrievers. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And why is that?
We believe their temperament and their work ethic, and they've been the best breed for us, we've found. We do the Golden Retrievers, the Labrador Retrievers, and then a mix of the two, which is a Goldador.
I love that, a Goldador. They are sweet. Now, people, I've noticed a lot of times when I've seen the dogs on the street that do wear their vests that, you know, this is not a dog you play with. This is a working dog. How do you explain that to people that don't quite understand?
You know, I've noticed people being a lot more aware and a lot more understanding of it, which I'm very excited to see. People, even with my puppy in training, they always notice the coat and they ask if they can pet before
sure.
they come up to him. So I really think the best thing, of course, if the dog is in harness, you want to just respect that dog is working, but anytime you see a dog, you should really ask before you just go up and pet it.
Oh, sure.
We do like to socialize our puppies. You'll see them out and about in the community, and they're training. And if they're under 10 months, you know, we don't mind if people ask and then they can say hi to them.
Yeah, it's awfully hard not to want to hug a Labrador puppy. That is tough. But yes, as you said, you do have to respect them. Now, I've mentioned the St. Pete Walkathon, but you've got 5 locations this year. That's a lot of work.
We do. We're very excited because we've combined our Sarasota, Lakewood Ranch, and Bradenton walks into one big event at Nathan Benderson Park. It'll be the Suncoast Walkathon on March 16th. And then, of course, we've got St. Pete, Tampa, Orlando, and Fort Myers. So we are digging in. We're making these events bigger and better, and we're really excited to see what this year brings.
Well, I'd love to get down to the Fort Myers Walkathon. I happen to love Fort Myers and going down there. So,
well, come on down.
Well, you know, twist my arm on this one. Now, if someone wants to get involved with the Walkathon, what do they do? Where do they go?
They can visit our website, www.guidedogswalkathon.org, and you can sign up. You can sign up to fundraise. You can register your dog, and it just takes a minute, and, you know, it makes a big difference. If they don't want to fundraise, of course, it's encouraged but not required. It's a free event, and we would like everybody to come out with their dog and enjoy a beautiful day with us.
Oh, yes, and help set a world record. That's the coolest thing of all.
Help set a world record.
Now, we're going to have a link also on our website at WDUV.com. And if you see me, walk up to me and ask me about Southeastern Guide Dogs. I've had wonderful experiences, and it's very inspiring when we do these walks, when you talk to people and you talk about their life with their new dog and how it came to be. Oh, and your graduation ceremonies. Those, I cry at every single one. They're amazing.
I cry every time. Oh. It doesn't matter how many I go to.
And you've got one, you've got one coming up this Friday, don't you?
We do, this Friday at the Hilton Carillon.
And they're ongoing. If someone's not able to be at that one, don't worry. Again, you can go to the Southeastern Guide Dogs website, information on fundraising and contacts. If you know someone you think that would benefit from coming down to the campus and maybe being matched up with their future best friend. It's a lot of work, it takes a lot of money, and we're counting on all of our friends out there to help us out. The St. Pete Walkathon is coming up on February 23rd, Vinoy Park. I will be there. I'm looking forward to it. And we're working on putting in great weather. No problem.
Yes. No rain.
No rain. No, we don't believe in that. Well, Taylor, thank you so much, and we'll see you on February 23rd.
Well, thank you so much, Anne. We're excited to see you.